Good morning. Thanks for getting up to come to my presentation. My name is Sonia Duffy. My primary appointment is in the University of Michigan School of Nursing. I also have appointments in psychiatry and otolaryngology. My secondary appointment is at the Ann Arbor VA, and this is a sub-study of a larger study that we received funding to do inpatient smoking cessation among hospitalized veterans. I have no conflict of interest to disclose, and there were many people involved in this study, but these are some of the main people that worked on this paper. Diabetes affects 20% or 1 million of Department of Veterans Affairs users compared with 8% in the general population. So we have very high rates of diabetes in the VA. VA patients with diabetes die at almost twice the rate of veterans without diabetes. Overall, 24% of adults with diabetes smoke. This prevalence is similar to the rate among those without diabetes, and smoking among those serviced by the VA is also approximately 20%. Smoking is a major risk factor for cardiovascular complications among patients with diabetes, and hospitalization has been shown to enhance quit rates. In other words, the best smoking cessation intervention that there is hospitalization. Hospitalization often scares people into quitting, and oftentimes, well, the Joint Commission standards are that you can't smoke while you're in the hospital, so many patients have the opportunity to temporarily quit. Thus far, inpatient smoking cessation has focused mainly on patients with cardiovascular and pulmonary disease. The Joint Commission standards until recently have really focused on these diagnostic groups, and they have not really focused on patients with diabetes. Prior to implementing our tobacco cessation program for inpatients, the objective of this study was to determine post-hospitalization quit rates among those with diabetes. In other words, we wanted to look at the spontaneous quit rates before we implemented our intervention. The hypothesis was that diabetes may serve as an additional motivation to stop smoking among hospitalized VA patients. Patients were recruited from three Midwestern VA hospitals during their acute care hospitalization. They were eligible for the study if they were admitted as inpatients to intensive care units, general medical, surgical, extended care, and psychiatric substance abuse units. So we cast a wide net in terms of who we included in the study. They had to have reported using tobacco within 1 month prior to hospitalization. They had to have a projected hospital stay of about 24 hours. And they had to be willing to complete a survey, and of course, we had human subjects approval. Of the 907 tobacco users approached to participate, 73 were ineligible, did not complete a survey, or died prior to the 6-month follow-up. 26 patients were sent a 6-month survey but died before it could be returned. Of the 808 remaining, 312 did not complete the follow-up survey and were non-responders. Overall, the survey response rate was about 61% and was roughly equivalent among patients with and without diabetes. And 61% is similar to other studies that response rate is similar to other studies that follow inpatient smokers. Tobacco users were identified using the nursing assessment. They were approached by a research assistant, and they were sent a second survey 6 months later to determine their self-reported and their Kotanin verified quit rate, and they were sent $5 for completing the survey and $15 for returning the Kotanin strip. And the independent variable was having diabetes or not having diabetes, and the dependent variable was the 6-month quit rate. And we also had some covariates. We looked at other comorbidities, problem drinking, depression, nicotine dependence, and some demographics and health-related quality of life. We did means and frequencies for all variables. We did bivariate analyses, and then we did multivariate analyses, controlling for those things that were different between those with diabetes and those that were not. We also looked at collinearity between the independent variables and made sure that it was such that there were not variables that were collinear, such as, for example, one of our hospitals had a large number of African Americans, so we couldn't put hospital site and race into the equation because they were too collinear. Am I going the wrong way? Okay, sorry for the small print, but you can see differences here between those with and without diabetes. Those with diabetes were older. They tended to be married. There was no difference in education, employment status, or in race. They had more comorbidities, particular high blood pressure. They had, actually, we were really surprised they had fewer psychiatric problems, which is very unusual because often those with diabetes have higher psychiatric problems. They had higher rates of heart disease and higher rates of stroke, and they were more likely to have two or more comorbidities. Reasons that they were admitted to the hospital: they were less likely to be admitted for cancer, more likely to be admitted for heart disease, less likely to be admitted for psychiatric problems. They had wound healing problems, and they had vascular problems. In terms of drinking, they were more likely to drink, and they had fewer depressive symptoms, and they had lower self-reported quality of life, self-rated health status. Here you see the raw cessation rates among those with diabetes and those without, and the people with diabetes had greater spontaneous quit rates, that's without any intervention at all, and they had higher cotinine verified quit rates as well. That was marginal, but in the expected direction. And then we adjusted for some of the covariates where we saw differences, and again, we did see that the odds of quitting, self-reported quitting, was over two and a half times greater for those with diabetes than those without, and the cotinine verified was also over, the odds ratio was over three times greater, and that was controlling for the differences between the two groups. So patients with diabetes had substantially higher tobacco cessation rates 6 months after hospitalization. You can wonder why. Is it their comorbidities that cause them to quit smoking? Do they have higher motivation to quit because of the diabetic complications caused by smoking? Or maybe they have frequent hospitalizations that motivate them to quit smoking. State-of-the-art inpatient smoking cessation interventions are likely to enhance the already elevated cessation rates among patients with diabetes who are frequently hospitalized. Smoking cessation interventions, both pharmacotherapy and behavioral interventions, followed by supportive contacts after discharge that begin during hospitalization, have been shown in the Cochrane Collaborative Reviews to increase the odds of smoking more than what is achieved by just usual care. We spend a lot of time doing diabetic teaching for patients with diabetes when they're discharged from the hospital, but normally smoking cessation is not a part of that teaching. We did have some limitations to the study. It included only tobacco users hospitalized in the VA and doesn't generalize to other populations. Not everybody returned a cotinine and urine strip. Those patients may have been different. The six-month follow-up was obtained by mail versus face-to-face. There was concordance between self-report and urinary cotinine status, and we did not assess whether they were using nicotine replacement therapy, and if they were, it could give a positive cotinine test. And the outcome measure was 7-day point prevalence abstinence at 6 months in that continuous abstinence after hospitalization. And Hispanics and other minorities were less represented, although the sample was representative of the hospitalized patients serving those veterans. Our conclusions are that hospitalization may present an opportunity for tobacco users with diabetes to stop smoking. Intensive tobacco cessation intervention strategies for inpatient smokers with diabetes are likely to further enhance cessation rates and decrease morbidity and mortality in this high-risk group. Thank you.